Ha. December 1976. Time passes by slowly. We are in the middle of our summer because the air is hotter and drier now. It seems to be about 4 months since Cave died. Though the family does not talk about her, my heart still weeps when I remember that she is no longer with us. The government continues to reduce our food rations. I am always hungry, and all I think about is how to feed myself. Each night, my stomach growls and aches as I try to sleep. Our family remains dependent on Koi and Meng to bring us food whenever they can steal away from their camp to visit us. However, the Angkar keeps them so busy that they are unable to visit us as often as before. We live under the constant fear of being discovered as supporters of the former government. Every time I see soldiers walking in our village, my heart leaps and I fear they are coming for Pa. They don't know that Pa is not a poor farmer, but how long will it be before they realize we are all living a lie? Everywhere I go, I am obsessed with the thought that people are staring at me, watching me with suspicious eyes, waiting for me to mess up and give away our family secret. Can they tell by the way I talk, or walk, or look?
They know,
I overhear Pa whisper to Ma late one night. Lying on my back next to Chu and Keem, I pretend to be asleep.
The soldiers have taken away many of our neighbors. Nobody ever talks of the disappearances. We have to make preparations for the worst. We have to send the kids away, to live somewhere else, and make them change their names.
We must make them leave and go to live in orphanage camps. They must lie and tell everyone that they are orphans and don't know who their parents are. This way, maybe, we can keep them safe from the soldiers and from exposing one another. No, they are too young, Ma pleads with him. Unable to stop my eyes from twitching, I roll over to my side. Ma and Pa become quiet, waiting for me to go back to sleep. Staring at Keem's back, I force myself to breathe regularly.
I want them to be safe, to live, but I cannot send them away. They are too young and cannot defend themselves. Not now, but soon.
His voice trails off. Beside Chu, Gat kicks and moans in her sleep, almost as if she senses impending doom. Ma picks her up and puts her down between Pa and herself. I roll over once more, this time facing Chu's back. I spy Ma and Pa asleep, facing each other on their sides, with Gek in the middle, their hands touching above Gek's head. The next evening, while sitting with Keem outside on the steps of our hut, I think how the world is still somehow beautiful, even when I feel no joy at being alive within it.